Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program, ladies and gentlemen. As we've made mention of throughout the show, this evening we are broadcasting live from the road in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, and we're excited to be in town. I didn't want to cut a man of Dr. Lynn's reputation off just because we had a commercial break come up. Dr. Lynn, please take the time to finish your conclusion at your leisure.
I was just saying an important implication of this work on race differences in intelligence concerns the immigration of large numbers of third world peoples into the United States and into Europe. And the truth of the matter is many of these people, by virtue of their lower levels of IQs, cannot adjust well to society, to European societies. So they do poorly in the education system. They don't obtain high professional qualifications. They tend to have poor wages, high unemployment. They develop resentment. That tends to lead them into crime. So they do present serious social problems. And I think that's an important dimension of the immigration debate about just how many of these third world peoples we should be admitting.
That being said, ladies and gentlemen, if the topic of IQ and IQ disparity is something that interests you, I would encourage you to buy a copy of any of Dr. Richard Lynn's published works. They are all very fascinating and highly informative. And if you would go to our website tomorrow, we'll have that up on our link section where we often feature the work of our illustrious guests. So just go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tomorrow, and we will have there for you a link that will allow you to order Dr. Richard Lynn's latest book, The Global Bell Curve, Race IQ and Inequality Worldwide. Dr. Lynn, it's been beyond a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with you for the better part of the last half hour. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to be with our audience, and Godspeed, and have a great evening.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Anytime, my friend. You take care.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first hour tonight, we have talked about some more academic issues, that being the economy and some of the intricacies that go into that debate, and then, of course, IQ with renowned scientist Dr. Richard Lynn. We're now going to segue over to a debate that I think everyone probably has a pretty good handle on, and that is the election from hell that we are about to witness on Tuesday. And out of all of our contacts, out of all of the guests we have ever had on the show that could pontificate upon the election, I could do no better than bring you Peter Gemma tonight. Regular listeners of this program are very familiar with Peter Gemma. He came on for a very routine series back during the primaries, in which he was featured at least once a week talking about the different results and rancor that was taking place amongst the warring camps in the Republican and Democratic primaries, respectively. After the nominees were decided, Peter took a little break and did some other work, and now literally a few hours before the election, he is on with us this evening. America goes to the polls on Tuesday, and Peter's going to try to make sense of it for us over the course of the next hour. We will have his ear. And in case you didn't know, Peter Gemma is a columnist with Middle American News. He's written more than 100 editorials for USA Today. Mr. Gemma's frequent media appearances include Nightline, 60 Minutes, Good Morning America, and several programs on CNN. Newsman Mike Wallace has described Peter Gemma as a top strategist of the right, and he's going to strategize with us and commiserate and see if we can make sense out of what in the hell went wrong to give us these nominees and how it's going to turn out, possibly on Tuesday. Election analysis and an hour of a pre-election primer with Peter Gemma when the cesspool returns right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the Body and Environment Safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic-grade essential oils because they are safe, and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. James Edwards here with you on the first night of November 2008. We're 3 days away from the elections, and now joining us, I went ahead and gave you his bio back in the last segment so we could get right down to business. My very good friend, Peter Gemma. Peter, welcome back to the show. It's been far too long.
Thank you. Thank you, James. It's great to be back. This is a very exciting time of the year. We just had the pretend Halloween with zombies and The Walking Dead last night, but we're going to have the real one on Tuesday night. it'll be frightening time, but it's also exciting for those of us who make a living out of politics. I'm not sure where to begin except to warn your audience that they are not to take pencils out and make notes, because I think we're doing this next week. We're going to rehash what really happened, and I don't want anybody to call in and say, well, Peter Gemma said we were going to lose or win, and you know they're going to catch me. So I have
going to have, by the way, I'm glad you made mention of that fact, Peter. We're going to have you on back next week. Tonight's the pregame analysis. We're going to do the postgame wrap-up next week with regards to the election.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, Peter's going to be here for an hour. This guy is one of America's premier political commentators, so we want to give you the opportunity to ask him any election-related questions, so the phone lines will be open, and I highly encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity to talk with Mr. Gemma. 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead and start calling in, and we'll get to you as quickly as possible. 1-800-313-9443. Now, of course, Peter's going to be talking about the presidential race, but perhaps of equal, if not more important, are some of the congressional races and Senate races. You know, Peter, there's a very scary possibility that looms out there, and other than Pat Buchanan, I haven't seen anyone talking about it, and that's the fact that the Democrats stand to gain so many seats that it will make them filibuster-proof. Now, imagine a potential Obama administration with a complicit media and a filibuster-proof Congress. That is a recipe for a nightmare. What are some of the races out there that you're zeroing in on,
on the local level,
Senate and House?
There's good news and bad news. A filibuster-proof Congress is a difficult thing to attain, because even though they may have technically the right number, there are always defections, some from the Republicans, some from the Democrats. It really goes from issue to issue. And that's the general thing about politics. You know, it's not black and white. The sexy stuff is gray. On some issues, the Democrats will march in lockstep. Most issues, they won't. On some issues, they'll get a few defections from the Republicans. On most issues, they may not. So it really goes from issue to issue. And that's the good news for activists like you and others who are willing to stay in the fight. And that is, when this issue on taxes or that issue on foreign policy comes up, we have a fighting chance. We have less of a fighting chance with the fewer conservatives who will be in the House and the Senate, but that doesn't mean it's time to give up and sort of say, well, if the Democrats own the Congress, then there's no reason to go further. The other piece of good news in all of this, and then I'll get down to some bellwether races, is that the near collapse of the Republican Party is a chance to rebuild it in the shape and size that more reflects its history and its purpose. Or it's time to bury the Republican Party and replace it entirely. Either scenario is fine with me. But this is a time of rebuilding, of rejuvenation, of reflection, a time to think through who we are and where we're going from here. I'm a recovering Republican, so I have very little loyalty to the old GOP, but who knows where it's going to go from here. But just to give you an example of how bad it's gone, right now the Republican Party is spending money in Arizona calling Republican voters, asking them to go to the polls and vote for John McCain.
Wow.
This is unheard of. He is not in great danger, but they're just fearful that if he doesn't win in a landslide in Arizona, his name will be up there with George McGovern and others who lost in a landslide, Walter Mondale. So, but what is interesting is that even though he will carry Arizona, maybe not in a landslide, there are four districts that are going. The Republican Party is going down in Arizona. The first district goes down. The third district goes down. Well, may go down. The third district is a good one. That's John Shadegg, who's an incumbent Republican, pretty good. But there's 14% Hispanic vote there. And if Obama wins across the country and Hispanics march in lockstep and vote for Obama, we may lose John Shadegg. The fifth district in Arizona is a freshman Democrat there who should be defeated, but he won't be because Obama is doing so well. And in the eighth district, another freshman Democrat who should be defeated, but there we've lost an opportunity. So four out of the eight districts in Arizona where we should be gaining or at least holding our own, we're losing. So in Arizona, can kiss the Republican Party goodbye. In Alabama, there are a couple of good races, and throughout the South, there's something to watch for. You know, the black vote in this election will be 98% or better voting for Obama. Now, white people can't vote that way, and Italians can't vote that way, and Irish can't vote that way because we'd be considered racist if we did. But there's no word about how blacks are voting in block. And if they do come out in sizable numbers, which is the prediction, and they do march in lockstep, then it's going to affect a lot of southern races in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, et cetera. In the 5th district in Alabama, it's 29% black. Right now we have a real hot race there between Jay Love and the Montgomery mayor, Bobby Bright. Immigration is a hot issue there. Jay Love, the Republican, should win that seat. He's a pretty good guy. Bobby Bright's running a very good campaign. And right in the middle of it, this religious right candidate who ran and lost in the primary, state senator, a woman, endorsed Bright. So just messed up the whole thing. So that's one to keep your eye on. The 5th District in Alabama, we really want to win that. That might make a difference. That might be one that you watch in the fine print on the screen as they're going through state by state as seats turn over one way or the other. You want to keep your eye on Alabama 5th. Our friend Senator Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III he's safe in Alabama. I love that name.
I know. Yeah, I'd vote for him for the name regardless of his policies.
That's right. He's a good southern gentleman. Out in California, two races that we really need to watch. One will probably go our way, Congressman Brian Bilbray. He's in the 50th district. He was in Congress, left Congress, came back to Congress. He's pretty good on the immigration issue. His district is 19% Hispanic. If Bilbray goes down and he's running a close race, he'll probably win. But if it's an Obama landslide, he may fall off the edge. That would be a really bad bellwether race. And then one tiny hope. There are two in this national contest. One is the 4th district, 1, 2, 3, 4th district in California, and that's Tom McClintock. And he's running in a district that actually produced 61% of the vote for George Bush 4 years ago. But the Democrat is hot on his tail. McClintock is 100% conservative. He's a solid guy, state senator, missed two statewide races by a point or two, so he's almost made it to national office. But there's a military-connected Democrat running against him with high name ID. His name is Charlie Brown. And so we want to keep an eye on that race. If Tom McClintock wins, he is he's worth 5 or 6 other congressmen. He's that solid. So the 4th district in California is one to watch, but that'll be one that we'll have to stay up late to see. In Colorado, in the 4th district, one of the good people in Congress, Marilyn Musgrave, is running, and she's a solid on the traditional values stuff. You know, she fought hard for against gay marriage stuff, but she fell into some hard times on saying a few things about Obama that she perhaps shouldn't have, been in politics stuff. So with Obama ready to take that state in Colorado, which is a bad omen in and of itself, she may go down, and that would be a hard loss for our side. Bob Schaefer, who's the U.S. Senate candidate there, a Republican, also a good congressman when he was in Congress, he's going to go down to defeat for the U.S. Senate. But he loses to Mark Udall, a current congressman, who's a radical left-winger, pretty hardcore in the environment. And Mark Udall winning that seat is going to be a major blow for the U.S. Senate. Moving on to Georgia, depends on what...
Peter, we got about 45 seconds.
Oh, all right. Well, in Georgia, we've got a large black turnout there. We might lose Saxby Chambliss for U.S. Senate. So I'll stop there, and we continue when we come back.
We're going to continue right after this, ladies and gentlemen, with the seer of seers, the prognosticator of prognosticators, Peter Gemma. And by the way, we're about to transition over to the presidential race, so I want to again encourage you to call in. If you want to Peter to make any predictions, or if you want to ask him any question related to the presidential race, the much talked about presidential race, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. The political cesspool continues with James Edwards and my guest, Peter Gemma, right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're back with Peter Gemma, the veteran columnist for USA Today, among other publications, and frequent television commentator for all the shows you love to hate. Peter is going to conclude now his analysis on some of these elections that he's targeted in certain areas of the country with regards to Senate and congressional races. And then we're going to segue over into the topic that's on everybody's mind, the topic we've been talking about for going on 2 years now. We're not going to be able to talk about it much more before it happens, and that's the presidential race. We've already got a caller or two on the line. We want more. Let's talk about it. Let's have some fun in this segment coming up after the next break. So go ahead and give us a call, ladies and gentlemen. Get on the line. Get in the queue with Peter Gemma. We are going to have some fun taking advantage of the last opportunity we're going to have on this show to talk about the election before it happens, and we want you to be a part of it. So come on in and join the party. 1-800-313-9443. Get on the line here with me, James Edwards, in the Political Cesspool right now. I'm waiting to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. That's the line to RBN. All right, Peter, take it away.
Okay, well, just mention just two more races. One in Illinois, 27th District. There's a guy by the name of Aaron Schock. He is 27 years old. He's already served two terms as a state representative. Makes you look like an old man, I guess. And he will be elected to Congress, and so that'll be an interesting seat.
Wow.
And the one other really good piece of news is Hazleton, Pennsylvania Mayor Lou Barletta.
Yes.
who's a terrific hero for anti-immigration cause. He will be the new Tom Tancredo in Congress. He's in a tough race against Paul Kanjorski. That's the Pennsylvania 11th District. Keep your eye on that one. One other thing I'll say is I've noticed a trend as the Republicans have been pulling money out of various races around the country, saying they don't have enough money to support their candidates. The trend seems to be they pull the money first out of the social conservatives and the hardcore conservatives, and the more mainstream or liberal Republicans are the ones who are still getting some cash flow. I'll get a better handle on that next week when we do a review of it.
Sure. Well, you know, and it's a shame you mentioned Tom Tancredo. It's a shame that he won't be, you know, retaining his seat. I know this is a little bit off topic, but why is he choosing not to seek re-election? I was just saying, I know this is a little bit off topic, but why is Tancredo choosing not to seek re-election?
Well, he served a long time in Congress, and I think he just he served his purpose. He took the issue as far as it could go. He's made some very strong hints that he'll run for governor in 2010.
All right, good. Because that's the point. You hate to see the few voices that we have that have done some good, you know, retire.
But he's human.
If he's going to seek office again, I guess that's a good consolation.
He's human, and he needs a couple of years off.
Yeah, that's the truth. I tell you what, you can definitely get worn down doing the right thing in an inherently evil environment.
That's right.
So certainly that's understandable as well. That being said, Peter, we're going to prepare to segue over into the presidential election. I know we've got a caller on the line from Texas who's been waiting patiently. We're going to get to him right after we go to this next commercial break. But again, I say, folks, your last chance to talk about the election on this program, at least, before it takes place. So please take the time to give us the call. The water is great. We want you to dive into the political cesspool. 1-800-313-9443. It's about to get, we're about to have some fun here. How much time we got left to break, Mike? No, we can't have too much longer. No, we still got a couple of minutes. All right, well, Peter, that being said, why don't you just tread a little more water? I don't want to open up that can of worms. I don't want to open up that can of worms on the election when we're coming up on a hard break. So any final parting thoughts here with regard to some of these local races?
Well, in the battleground states, Ohio, Virginia, et cetera, again, I would keep the eye on congressional seats, mainly Republican, who are that turn over. Thelma Drake in Virginia, fairly good conservative. If she loses her race in Virginia because of the overwhelming Obama vote, then it means it's a tidal wave. So that's
do you think it's going to be just mass carnage and a complete rout of Republicans?
I'm afraid it will be at the local level. It's going to be throw the bums out, and the Republican bums stand out more because of George Bush.
Yeah, it's just crazy though. The country is upset, and understandably so. But the prescription that they're giving themselves is let's put into positions of leadership those who are doing everything that the Republicans have done wrong and more. It doesn't as if any change is good change. Certainly that's not accurate, and there's just so many double standards in play here, and so many just quizzical.
And there just are very few Republicans who can honestly say, I don't like George Bush, I voted against George Bush, I'm independent. Maybe Ron Paul can.
Yeah. Well,
that puts the whole local party in trouble, and couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people.
You got it. Well, we'll see how it turns out. Like I said, I think I don't know what's going to be more fun, tonight's program or next week. By next week, God, who knows? We'll find out. We're going to find out in the next segment what you think is going to happen. 10 seconds to break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're with James Edwards and Peter Jim on the Political Cesspool. We're going to continue as we move over to our discussion of the presidential race and nothing but the presidential race when the program
continues.
Don't
go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here with you on the political cesspool, joined by my guest for this hour, Peter Gemma. And as I've said, we're broadcasting live from Atlanta this evening, and I'm sitting here in my makeshift studio, and a Peter Gemma fan, no less, just happened to walk by and wanted me to pass along his regards to Peter. Peter Michael Thompson says hello. He says it's been too long since y'all have talked. But anyway, we're talking about the election now. I get the opportunity and the privilege to talk to Peter on a regular basis. But Dave has been waiting patiently in Texas. Dave, how's it going this evening?
Evening, John. How you doing?
We're hanging in there. I'll tell you what. We might be doing a lot worse on Wednesday morning.
We're going to have to hang in, I fear, for another 4 to 8 years at the rate it's going, it looks like.
What's your question?
Well, what does your guess suggest that people, at least such as myself, are conservative, who are strict constructionist-minded when our party's leadership no longer is? It seems like the Illuminists and these globalists have seized control of the upper echelons of our party, but not the grassroots, and shoot ourselves in the foot so they can lose even more globalist liberal Democrats, because that's what they seem to secretly want. They're pulling the funds, as your guest was saying, away from the more conservative Republicans and keeping it with the liberal ones who want to do business with the Democrats. they want to convert the Republican Party into a Me Too Democrat Party when we should be a conservative alternative to the Democrat Party, and we should be a strict constructionist and a national sovereignty-minded party. And if the Republican Party is going to abdicate that, then they're going to force out a conservative third-party alternative that will do what the Republican Party is failing to do if they don't get their act together. And that's what millions of grassroots Republicans, including myself, who have lost touch with the elite has lost touch with us, in my view, more than we've lost touch with them. I don't understand why they're doing that. They're destroying themselves, and they seem to want that. What can the average conservative, the average strict constructionist, and the average patriot-minded American do to eventually accentuate getting our country back before Barack Obama wants to rewrite our Constitution, change it to a socialist document, take away the limitations on government? Says our founding fathers had a blind spot when they wrote the Constitution. I think Barack Obama is the one who has the blind spot, not the founding fathers. He's got it backwards.
Peter, what do you make of all that?
Well, I'm against it. I think you touched on the answer in your question, and that is that powers that be want to impose their will and their ideology from the top down. So the National Republican Party and the National Democratic Party and the Wall Street bankers and the big Wall Street brokers, et cetera, they have their own agenda. The secret of success and where we still have the power is through the Internet and through shows like Political Cesspool. And where we have shown success is local action, coalitions in Oklahoma, Arizona, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, who have taken the immigration issue by the hand. They work with Democrats and Republicans, independents, and they say, here's an issue that unites us. The bailout of Wall Street got Democrats angry, got all Americans angry. So now that we lost that one, but there obviously is a mainstream opinion out there that there's something wrong with America, that the people aren't getting their issues addressed. Everyone's concerned with immigration except the politicians. So the action is at the local level. Can you get an ordinance passed in your town that makes illegal immigration a top priority, that local police are trained to round up illegal immigrants and send them off to the feds to be deported? That's the kind of action you need to take. And that's where we'll take our country back from the bottom up.
We're going to go to New York for a call in just a moment, but before we do, I want to infuse this question, Peter. I don't think there's anything we can say tonight that would offer any insight that hasn't already been talked about by someone somewhere. This election has received exhaustive and saturation coverage for far too long. It borders on absurdity now. But with that being said, does the Republican Party on Tuesday take one more step forward towards the retirement home? Or do you believe, Peter, I'm going to go straight for the prediction here, do you believe that there's any way whatsoever that John McCain can somehow, you know, take this election?
Absolutely. I've seen the polls county by county and state by state. He's behind. He will probably lose, but everything revolves around turnout. One thing McCain's people are doing well, and it just depends on whether they run out of money or not. And remember, the money situation is interesting. Obama is flying around the country, rallying his troops. McCain is taking a bus tour of Ohio. But if McCain's people are smart, what they're doing is targeting people who don't normally come out to vote. He's scaring them by saying, if you don't come out to vote, we have a socialist coming into the White House.
He's right about that. That's one of the few things he said that's been something that I can agree with. And not that he is a desirable candidate, but, you know.
The alternative is worse.
Right, exactly. You get a certain death with Barack Obama.
Now, appealing to are the people who already like him. He's not looking for new people. He's not converting old people. He is just saying to the people who like him, and there are plenty of them, come out and vote. Don't forget to vote for me. So if John McCain gets the regular Republicans and he gets enough independents weak Republicans to come out and vote for him, he has a chance. Very slim, but he does have a chance.
Well, and it's going to be increasingly slim in each four-year increment, you know. The Republican Party is sick and dying for so many reasons that are obvious to listeners of this radio program. And even though I'm going to be voting for Chuck Baldwin, I live in a solidly red state, so I don't have to worry about it. But it's, you know, this might be the last year for them, either way you look at it, because I think by 2016, I just don't think that whites are going to have enough voting power to keep electing these Republicans. I mean, Barack Obama only has to carry four or five states, and he's almost clinched it. The Republicans have to carry over 40. But nevertheless,
well,
Alan,
if you
New
hammer
York,
home the fact that Obama's aunt is an illegal alien, and they're going to try to deport her before Tuesday, I mean, that may just...
That'd be one less vote, though.
Did you read that she got caught in Boston?
When did the story break? I've been disconnected the last couple of days.
Oh, this morning.
Okay, you know, I haven't had computer access. I've been out of town.
It's the aunt that he talks about favorably in his book, and, you know, she's just wonderful and part of the family, and now all of a sudden he's saying, oh, Aunt so-and-so? I vaguely remember her. She's here illegally for 4 years, and they're going to deport her.
It's just crazy how, you know, he went to the church for 20 years and never knew Jeremiah Wright was a rabid, frothing at the mouth radical. But, you know, I guess that's just par for the course around there. Alan, New York, you're on the line.
Hello, this is Reverend Al Sharpton, and I was voting for Barack Yo Mama.
All right, well, see, we get all the big names here on the program, Peter. As you can tell, Reverend Sharpton, do you have a question?
I was voting for Barack Yo Mama.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a question, Jerry. I'm just tossing around, you know.
Okay.
I was voting for Barack Yo Mama. I can't take this election too seriously, but hey, James, you know what?
What?
You know what I've been trying to point out to people? I made this call more or less to Michael Collins Piper last night, but you know that the Christians have traditionally had the Nicene Creed all down through history, but you know the neocons, Bush and the neocons, they have the neocon creed, and the religious right, the moral majority religious right, they believe in the neocon creed also. But the Nicene Creed says that, you know, we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, the Neocon Creed goes, we believe in Bush the Father, Bush the Son, and Bush the Unholy Ghost. And but, you know, you know what? You know, James, that everybody has the right to vote for who they want. But I'm telling you, if you look into this Chuck Baldwin, he's what Michael Collins Piper always calls a. I'm convinced he's a Judas goat. This is the same guy. This is how great his judgment is. He supported the Bushes to the hilt. Those skull and bones Satanists, and that Chuck Baldwin supported them to the hilt.
All right, well, let's turn over to Peter. I'd agree to disagree with you there. But Peter, let me ask you this: practical advice for a conviction-minded social conservative. Who would you encourage them to vote for? Who should our people, quote unquote, be voting for in this election?
Well, I was hoping we get to this because it's my view that it's almost doesn't matter who you vote for if you can vote against the two major parties. I think the news media would report it astonished if they could say, gee, Chuck Baldwin got 2%, Bob Barr got 3%, Ralph Nader got 5%, Cynthia McKinney got 1%. Why are all these people wasting their votes? If it adds up to a significant percentage of the vote and they can say, gee, McCain won Pennsylvania because Nader drew 3%, and gee, Obama lost this because McKinney drew 2%. If they could concentrate and get there, we can hit them with the 2x4 saying there are principled people out here who really believe issues are more important than personalities, who believe that America needs radical change, not just more of the same, then we may have a fighting chance. So I would vote for almost any third party candidate just to stick it in the nose of the establishment parties.
You see, I agree with you, Peter. And now to share some common ground with you, I agree that there are some things about Chuck Baldwin that, you know, I don't necessarily love. You know, he's certainly a philo-Semite, if you want to use that term. But there's a lot about him that I certainly do like, and he's infinitely better than John McCain. And if you want to vote on principle, now if you're in a toss-up state, gosh, I hate to encourage anyone to vote Republican, but you might want to consider it. Let me just put it that way.
Well, if you must vote for one of the two parties, Obama is marginally better than McCain in that he probably won't bomb other
nations
quite as quickly. And McCain is marginally better than Obama because he might appoint a few judges that Obama wouldn't. But on the whole scale of things, it's no different than Bush the Republican versus Clinton the Democrat. What has really changed over these years? Are higher taxes, more in debt, more wars. Nothing has really changed.
I've never seen an election, Peter, where so many, to use the vague term, our people, and by our people I mean, you know, Christian conservatives or you know, right wingers, whatever you want to call it. People, if you're tuned into this program, you know what I'm talking about. I've never seen our people so divided when it comes to an election. Well, do they go Republican? Is worse better? You know, I know a lot of people that are voting for Obama, cutting off their nose despite the face sort of situation, and a lot of them are going to different third parties, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin. Al, one quick question for you. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, James.
Yeah, okay. One quick question, because you're always so faithful about calling in. I want to give you the opportunity to answer this. And I know we don't have much time left, so we'll have to make it quick. Who are you voting for?
You know, James, this might shock you, but I think at this point it might be Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney, but I might actually go with Cynthia McKinney, believe it or not.
All right, why McKinney?
Well, the Jews hate her, for one thing. she wants an investigation into the USS Liberty. She wants a genuine investigation into 9/11. I think she's patriotic. I believe she's a Christian. I'm not 100% certain on that. But another thing I like about her, when that D.C. cop in Congress or whatever he was some kind of a cop, when he put his cotton-picking hands on her and everything, and, she pushed him right away and everything, you know, and I like that kind of fighting somebody, you know.
Well, thanks for the opinion and analysis, Al. Very interesting there, and that just goes to show my point, Peter. You never know what people you would commonly call, you know, conservatives are going to go. Any silver lining or saving grace with Cynthia McKinney, in your opinion, Peter?
I if I lived in Georgia, I might consider her. I voted for Ralph Nader 4 years ago. He's good on foreign policy, as far as I'm concerned. It's almost any alternative will do as long as the black eye ends up on the Democrats or the Republicans. You know, quick analogy, McCain and Obama just bemoaning the fact of the bailout of Wall Street. Obama collected over $10 million from Wall Street people for his campaign. McCain got almost $8 million. They're in bed with those people. Nothing will change.
You're right. The more things change, and I've come to hate the word change over this year. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Let me ask you this, Peter. One word answer, and then I got a follow up question. If you had to pick, who wins on Tuesday, and is there a possibility that we'll see riots on the street?
I'm not sure the second part of the question. Who wins on Tuesday? The liberals, the one worlders, the bankers win on Tuesday. Whether McCain or Obama wins is irrelevant. And what was the second part of the question?
Well, the second part of the question was, if in fact Obama loses, do you think that you would see violence, riots from minorities who believe they've been cheated or stolen the election? Or after all of the adoration that the media has invested in Obama and in the hype, to have that taken from them?
That's a distinct possibility. I don't think there'll be riots in the streets, but I think there'll be a lot of pushing and shoving. And it'll split the country even further, but, you know, further divides will also bring some people out of the closet who have been complacent for too long to say, you know, the minorities have been given perhaps a little bit too much, and white people need to kind of stand up for their own.
Well, we got 60 seconds left to break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this very interesting conversation with Peter Jim, and I'm going to ask him a question. Is there any good news that we can look for next week? Is there anything that might transpire that will leave us in a better situation come next week and next year than we set today with regards to what may or may not manifest itself on Tuesday? Kind of a loaded question. We'll see what he has to say about it. When the Political Cesspool returns, you are listening to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. We're broadcasting on the road tonight in Atlanta, Georgia, and going out to our affiliate stations, including our flagship station there in Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, everybody listening in on 1380 tonight. Thanks to the marvels of modern technology and satellite radio here at Republic Broadcasting. So that being said, we're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to wrap it up with Peter Jimma before we go into a very another interesting conversation in our third hour. We're back right after this.
Walk down the street, we get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I could easily sit here and talk with Peter Jim about the election for the rest of the time we have available. But, Peter, I do want to ask you something that was a little bit off the beaten path. We hadn't got into it. It's a facet of the presidential election, but it's not the campaign itself. Sarah Palin, who is she? And where is she going? Is this the zenith of her political career, or do you think that a scenario could present itself where she goes on to bigger things?
Well, she's tapped into something that we've touched on a little bit tonight, and that's the grassroots, the people who are fed up with the politicians and fed up with the media, the people who say we've been force-fed this, you know, this line that these are acceptable candidates and these are unacceptable issues and candidates. Now, the bad news is she's being manipulated by, you know, her first foreign policy briefing was with AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and so they've got her in a tight corner as Israel supporter. But if she breaks free from some of those strings and the, you know, the tension between her and McCain that we've heard about in the last week or two.
Do you think that's real?
I think some of it is real. You know, she's saying things on the campaign trail now that are not scripted. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, that is good for her.
Yes, it is. And if she then wakes, you know, thinks about what's happened and wakes up and says, I've tapped into something and maybe all this stuff I've been fed needs to be thought through. If she can break through of that, with that, then she could be the next George Wallace. She could just say, you know what, we stand for something, I don't care.
All right, that's interesting that you bring up George Wallace. Now, that's a guy that, a hero of mine, before he got shot. Do you think that there's more to Sarah Palin than we've been allowed to see? Do you think, you know, because obviously it's been documented that her husband was the member of a secessionist party. I find that very attractive and appealing. Do you think there's more there beneath the surface that would lead you to believe that her persuasions are a little more to the right than they've...
That's her inclination. That's where she's come from. And I'm hoping she'll go back to her grassroots. Now, when I say George Wallace, I don't mean that she's going to somehow champion issues that are 30 years, 40 years dead. But I do mean that she could lead gun-toting, you know, our good people who just have their basic instincts are in the right place, that bankers are on the wrong side, that the pundits are on the wrong side, that the establishment is Democrat and Republican, don't care about us. She could tap into that, and if she wanted to run as an independent for president or whatever, I think she could do very well. She could really shake the eye teeth of the establishment.
She really appeals, I think, to the working middle class, all of her flaws.
Well, we've had...
She really appeals to the working class, conservative, middle American Christian voter, and they've been you know, put on the chopping block for far too long. Peter, we've got 20 seconds. When we come back, if you don't mind hanging on for just one more short segment after the break, we'll keep you for five more minutes. I want to ask you the question I had intended to ask you before Sarah Palin popped into my mind. Just sit tight, my friend. We're going to wrap it up with Peter Gemma right after this. You're listening to The Political Cesspool with James Edwards.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's the same.